Can we turn on our Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, please? Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read the first 14 verses, please. Philippians chapter 4 and the first 14 verses. Philippians 4 and the 13, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Odias and beseech Cynthia that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and all our fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye also were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, you have well done that they did communicate with my affliction. Amen. The Lord will bless even the public reading of his word. The verse 13 there is our text tonight. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. We'll just ask for the Lord's help. Father in heaven, we thank you for your precious word. Lord, we just pray now for thy help. Lord, as we would seek to study it and consider, Lord, even this verse, Lord, just for a short time. Pray, Lord, that thou would bless it to every heart. Lord, encourage our hearts tonight through thy word. Thy word's a living word. And Lord, just come now. We confess, Lord, we can do absolutely nothing without thee. We need thy presence, Lord, and we need thy help. In our Saviour's name we ask it. Amen. Tonight, just for a short time, you'll be glad. I'm not going to preach for very long because I feel it's important tonight that we get down to prayer. And just with all that's going on here, even in the church at the minute. I had an aunt who passed away a few months ago. Her and her husband were missionaries in Brazil for over 30 years. But at some point, a long, long time ago, I don't remember just when, but they purchased wee wooden texts which were for all their nieces and their nephews, and they were given out at some point. And I'm sure I had mine on my bedroom wall for about 20 years or so. And the text was this text that we've read tonight. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, it was a great encouragement to me, even for many, many years, and still is even today. You know, in history, there have been a lot of examples of proud men who thought that they were strong. Think about the proud men of Babel. They decided one day that they would gather together and that they would build this great tower that would reach to heaven. But of course, we know what happened. All their efforts and all their building came to nothing. The Egyptians, they thought that they were great. They thought that they were strong. They even thought that they were gods. And one of them even tried to take on God whenever Moses was leading his people out of the land of Egypt. That Pharaoh tried time and time again. Even whenever God made it very clear what he was doing and how he brought the plagues upon the land, that Pharaoh rose up against God. And we all know how that God drowned Pharaoh and all of his armies in the sea, and his people went across on dry land. Goliath thought he was strong when he mocked the armies of Israel, and yet he was defeated, and his head was cut off even with his own sword. A strong man, so he thought, but ended up even very weak and dead. Man can think of himself of being proud and strong and being to do whatsoever he pleases. So many people today, in the times that you and I live, think like that. They think we can do whatever we want. Nothing will stop me. But you know, even the mighty Apostle Paul was a mighty man with God's strength. But this man had a thorn in the flesh. This man had a weakness, just as you and I have. He knew that he was nothing without Christ. It was Christ that made Paul all that he was. But when we read of the Word of God, God shows us the very real condition of you and I. It tells us in Psalm 144, man is like to vanity. His days are a shadow that passeth away. What are we made from? We're made from the very dust of the ground. God describes our lives as a vapor that quickly passeth away. The Word of God tells us that we are born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We are in bondage to sin. Man has no strength to put that sin away. We are weak, and yet we need to be strong. We need to serve God. We need to live for God daily. We need that strength to walk with the Lord. But we are weak, and yet we need to be strong, even to live for him. Where will this strength come from? Where can we find the source even of this strength that we need to live for God? We have the answer in Philippians 4 and the verse 13. I can do all things through Christ. It tells us there, friends, through Christ and Christ alone. Our strength tonight is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in ourselves, but in Christ. Christ is the source of your strength and my strength this very night. He has all the strength. He is God. 1 John 1 and verse 3 tells us, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made. The Lord brought all things into being. He created this world, this universe. He had the strength and the power to do so. Look back even in the Word of God, and we see that even how in the midst of the storm with the disciples in the Sea of Galilee, the Lord calmed that storm just instantly. He had the power over the wind and the waves and the sea. He had the power to give back life even to Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. He had the strength to make the lame man walk, to make the blind see, to make the deaf hear, and even to turn 5 loaves and 2 fishes into enough food for 5,000 people. He had the strength to lay down his life and then to take it up again. When he gave his life and rose again from the grave, Jesus Christ is God, and he has the power over Satan. The Lord Jesus Christ tonight possesses all the strength, and he is a source of strength for those who are weak. The Lord Jesus Christ purchased this strength for weak men and women on the cross of Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ came down to this earth, and he took upon himself the form of man for weak sinners like you and I. He lived the perfect life. He was a sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Why? For weak sinners like you and I. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his life as a sacrifice. He took the place of weak sinners like you and I upon the cross. He shed his blood for you and I, that we might be made clean, that we might be made strong through the cleansing power even of the blood of the Lamb. He did all this for you and I, who were weak and undeserving even of God's strength, that we might have the ability and the power and the strength to be his blood-bought people. When we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour, when we come and call upon him for salvation, then we have the right to God's blessing and God's strength. We don't until we come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour. The source of a weak man's strength is the Saviour of weak men. How do we draw this strength even from Christ? The Apostle said there in the text, I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. The Greek meaning of that word through is very simple. It's the word in. The word in. If we change it there so it's in Christ, read it again, I would say I can do all things in Christ which strengtheneth me. The idea here is that we must be united to Christ. We must be in union with our Saviour. John 15 and the verse 5 tells us, read there, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me ye can do nothing. You know, these two verses even go hand in hand tonight. One reminds us that we can do nothing without Christ. And the other reminds us that we can do all things through Christ. Nothing without him, and all things with him. Think about that. All things with Christ, and yet nothing without him. The Lord here uses the example of the vine and the branches. Christ is the vine, and we are his people. He are the branches. The branches draw the sap and the moisture from the vine and down into the roots to make them live. And so must we. As God's people, we must be in union with Christ. We must draw our strength from Christ the vine. If the branch is broken from the vine, what will happen? If you break it off, or even break it off so far, eventually it will shrivel up and die. But while it's connected to the vine, that branch can flourish. The strength, the source of drawing from the vine of Christ is only for those who are saved. For those who are not saved, they aren't connected even to the vine. And even for those tonight whose maybe hearts are cold, for those who are maybe in a backslidden state, they are not in union with Christ. They cannot avail of this strength that we're talking about tonight because they're not drawing from the vine of Christ. They are living on their own strength as weak men and women. You know, if there's one here tonight or maybe one listening online, maybe your hearts get cold. Oh, we would encourage you to come back to the Lord tonight. Be in union with your Saviour and even seek to walk with him. We who are saved are joined to Christ. His life-giving power is promised to you and I tonight. By abiding in Christ, we can be made strong. We can do all things through Christ. There was a going on this strength. It was a day by day. It was strengthening. It was not just a one-off help in the past. It wasn't that God helped Paul when he was shipwrecked there. It wasn't that whenever Paul was taken out and beaten and even left for dead, wasn't when many stripes were laid upon him. Yes, he knew God's strength, but it wasn't a one-off thing. It was time and time and time again. It wasn't in the past. Friends, this word is in the present. Strengthens. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who strengthens you and I day by day. Even now, Paul, where we're reading of tonight, is under house arrest. Paul could be taken out and could face death at any moment. And yet, he knew that God was his strength at this time. Why was this? Because of his faithfulness for God. Paul faced all this because he was faithful in serving God. Paul faced trial and trouble day after day. Each day brought him sure problems and difficulties and fears and worries. And yet the Lord daily strengthened him and enabled him to face whatever came his way. Strength sufficient for the day of trial. God says in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Even in his weakness and his sickness and his bodily sickness, yet God gave Paul the strength even to get through that. And so God does that for you and I tonight. Even those who are not well, even those who are facing different problems, God will give you the strength even tonight and at that time and every day even to come through these trials and these troubles. Remember how that God sent the manna down to the children of Israel in the wilderness. He didn't send down enough for 4 or 5 or 7 or 10 days. He sent down what was sufficient for each day. And on the Saturday, he sent down double so as they wouldn't have to go out on the Sabbath. And so it was the same for the strength of God. We get sufficient that we need. God doesn't give us a whole load and leave it there and then let us run out again. God gives us the strength to live for him day by day. You know, where we will find that strength from the Lord as we need it, not before or not after, right at the very time, God will draw near and God will strengthen us. You know, we cannot rest upon our past blessings. We can say, well, yes, God spoke to me last week or last month or last year. God encouraged my heart back then. You and I daily need to seek for God's strength even as we walk with him, as we seek to serve him and do whatever the Lord has for us to do. You know, the text tells us there, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. In other words, being strengthened by Christ, I can do all things. Therefore, the result was that the Apostle Paul was now well equipped to do all that he had to do for God. That goes right back to the very time that the Lord saved him on the Damascus Road and the Lord called him into his service. Then God started to strengthen Saul day by day. You know, it does not say here that we are equipped now by Christ's strength to do some things. The word there says all. Think about that. Not some, but all things. You know, no matter what Paul faced, God made him strong for all things. There's no lack in what God can do for you and I tonight. With the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing lacking. There's no lack in his supply or his strength for you and I tonight. Through that strength that God gives to you and I, we can do all things. You know, if you feel your weakness tonight because of the problems, the trials, maybe that you face, maybe that no one else knows anything about, maybe an appointment or whatever lies before you, or that problem in your family or whatever, you think about this, that God will give you the strength even to go through those things. As you try to serve the Lord, evening and witnessing to friends or to family, even to those that you work with, those in university or school or wherever, yes, you feel weak, but with God's strength, we can do all things, even for his service. We can face everything with God's help and God's strength. The all things. Think about that. God doesn't limit it to the some things. It's the all things. You know, even for those, God willing, who be elected here next Tuesday night, maybe they feel, maybe someone's here and they feel, well, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to take on that role. You know, God will give you the strength, even in your weakness. As you feel your weakness, God will give you the strength to do whatever he has for you and I even to do for him. It says there, what was in Paul's mind even tonight when he talked about the all things? Whenever Paul was thinking about this verse, and this verse was brought to our minds tonight, in chapter 12 of the verse 4, read there, Paul says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to abound and to suffer need. Paul knew what it was even to suffer great need, great difficulties, great trials and troubles. He knew what it was even to face death for his faith. He was enabled to endure these trials by getting strength even from his Saviour. If we are seeking to live for the Lord, troubles will undoubtedly come our way, but if we abide in Christ, we will be able to overcome. But you know, there was even strength to overcome sin and temptation. The text tells us here, I can do all things through Christ, even to overcome temptation. You think of Paul. I'm sure many times Paul did even get discouraged with all that he had to face and all that went on. I'm sure there was even times that the devil would whisper in Paul's ear, Paul, give it up. You've had enough. You can't go on any longer. Give it up. And there's maybe other times whenever Paul was on the mountaintop and he saw great things being done. He saw churches being established. Maybe the devil whispered in his ear, Paul, sit back and relax. Relax. You've done enough. Things are going well. Sit down. Take it easy. But you know, time and time again, God gave Paul the power to overcome sin and temptation. The all things. So it is with you and I in our daily walk with the Lord. We can overcome sin and temptation. We can't do it by ourselves because we're weak. But we can do all things through Christ. Christ will give you and I the strength to overcome sin and temptation and to be able to live for him. But you know, you and I might not be called, as Paul was, to go to the other side of the world, even as a missionary. But God has called you and I to serve him in that workplace, that school, that university, or even in that home. As you raise that family, even and seek to win them all over for God and seek to live for God in that home, God has given each one of us a duty to fulfill. And this is a promise for God's children here tonight, that whatever God has called you and I to do, whatever God wants you and I to serve him, that we, day by day, will draw our strength to live for him, from him. You know, does that not take away any excuse that we would make by saying we're too weak, we can't go on? Or for someone asks you to do something, you say, no, I couldn't do that. I can't do it. God will give you the strength. God will enable you to do whatever the Lord has for you to do. Remember even our brother Glenn Hamilton and even David McCauley here a few weeks ago when they were giving their testimonies, even how they said, back when they were giving their testimony about how they felt weak, they felt that they weren't able, they wouldn't be able to go and do even those great things for God, go into the missionary or go into the ministry. And yet, God gave them the strength. God enabled them. God brought them through college. God has guided them and directed them even to go and serve him. And God will give them the strength even on the mission field and all that they have to do. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I trust that even tonight, as we have just thought about this verse, even for a short time, that you will be encouraged by it, even as I have been, and trust it'll be a blessing even to us all tonight. Amen. I just want to say goodbye to your internet listeners.